Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Break Van by Reverend W. Audrey. Created by Britt Allcroft. And read by Toby Yelland. The Fat Controller gave Donald and Douglas numbers 9 and 10.
"There must be no tricks," he said. "I shall be watching you both and decide which of you is to stay."
And he walked away. The twins looked glum. Neither wanted to stay without the other. They said so.
"Well, then what's to do?" wondered Douglas.
"Ugh," said Donald. "Each one be as good as the other. Then you'll have to keep us both."
It was a good plan, but they reckoned without a spiteful brake van. The van had taken a disliking to Douglas. Things always went wrong when they had to take it out. His trains were late, and he was blamed. Douglas began to worry.
"You're a muckle nuisance," said Donald. "It's to leave you behind I be wantin'."
"You can't," said the brake van. "I'm essential."
"Ugh, are ye?"
Donald burst out.
"You're nothing but a screeching, and a noise when all is said and done. Spite Dougie with ya. Take that."
"Ow, ow, ow," cried the van.
"There'll be more coming should ye misbehave."
The van behaved better after that. Douglas's trains were punctual, and the twins felt happier. Until one day, Donald had an accident. He was backing into a siding. The rails were slippery.
He couldn't stop in time and crashed through the buffers into a signal box.
One moment, the signalman was standing on the stairs. The next, he was sitting in the coal in Donald's tender. He was most annoyed.
"You clumsy great engine," he stormed. "Now you must stay there. You've jammed the points. It serves you right for spoiling my nice new signal box."
The Fat Controller was cross too.
"I'm disappointed, Donald," he said. "I did not expect such clumsiness from you. I had decided to send Douglas back and keep you."
I'm sorry, sir."
But Donald didn't say what he was sorry for. We know, don't we?
"You have upset my arrangements. This is most inconvenient. Now James will have to help with the goods work, while you have your tender mended. James won't like that."
The Fat Controller was right. James grumbled dreadfully.
"Anyone would think," said Douglas, "that Donald had his accident on purpose. I heard tales about an engine with some tar wagons."
"Shut up," said James. "It's not funny."
He didn't like being reminded of his own accident.
"Well, well, well," said Donald innocently. "Surely, James, it wasn't ye."
"He didn't say."
James didn't say. He was sulky the next morning and wasn't steaming properly. When at last he did start, he bumped the trucks hard.
"He's cross," sniggered the spiteful brake van. "We'll try to make him crosser still."
"Hold back," whispered the trucks to each other.
James did his best, but he was exhausted when they reached Edward Station. Luckily, Douglas was there.
"Help me up the hill, please," panted James. "These trucks are playing tricks."
"We'll show 'em," said Douglas grimly.
"Come on, come on, come on,"
puffed James crossly.
"Get moving, you, get moving, you,"
puffed Douglas from behind. Slowly but surely, the snorting engines forced the upwilling trucks up the hill. But James was losing steam.
"I can't do it, I can't do it,"
he panted.
"Leave it to me, leave it to me,"
shouted Douglas.
He pushed and he puffed so furiously that sparks leapt from his funnel.
"Oh, oh,"
grumbled the van. He squeezed between Donald and the trucks.
"Go
on, go on, he screeched. But the trucks took no notice. The guard was getting anxious. Go steady, he yelled. The van's braking. But it was too late. The guard jumped clear as the van collapsed. No one had been hurt, and soon Edward came with the breakdown train. The fat controller climbed down.
I might have known it would be you, Douglas.
I'm sorry, sir, he replied. Maybe I was clumsy, but I wouldn't be beaten by a tricksy brake van.
I see, said the fat controller.
Donald was grand, sir, said Edward. James had no steam left, but Douglas worked hard enough for three. I heard it from my yard.
Two would have been enough, said the fat controller.
I want to be fair, Douglas.
I admire your determination. But I don't know. I really don't know.
He turned and walked thoughtfully away.